People in India have been devouring news of a major bribery scandal. Politicians allegedly took payoffs to steer government contracts to favored companies. Now the scandal has enveloped the same people who exposed it. Reporters for an internet news source called Tehelka.com broke that story. They conducted a sting operation, posing as shady arms dealers and paying bribes to government officials. But now the reporters face charges they went too far. They didn't just pay out money. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports they also provided prostitutes to some of the officials involved.
In March, the Tehelka sting rocked this nation, with Indians all over the country crowding around television sets to watch videotapes showing politicians taking cash and defense officials demanding bottles of Johnny Walker Blue Label from fictitious arms dealers as the price of doing business. Those caught on tape included the president of the ruling BJP party, Bangaru Lakshman. He was videotaped casually accepting a foot-high stack of 100 rupee notes from the alleged arms dealers. Lakshman was forced to resign after the video aired, as was the defense minister, George Fernandez. But this week, it was Tehelka's turn to be caught out when the Indian Express newspaper reported that Tehelka had provided prostitutes, even condoms, to the army officers it was courting as part of its corruption sting. Not surprisingly, politicians from the ruling coalition were quick to call for the prosecution of the journalists involved, and the BJP-led government said it would investigate whether such charges were warranted. Tehelka also found little support from the national media. When the arms scandal first broke, the news portal won the grudging respect of the mainstream Indian press. But the use of prostitutes in the sting apparently crossed a journalistic line, and the editorials in the country's leading English-language dailies reflected this sentiment. There is no such thing as pimping in the public interest, was the blunt message in an editorial in the Hindustan Times. Another in the national daily The Hindu said, "This is journalism at its worst, deceitful, unscrupulous, and manipulative." But Tarun Tejpal, the editor-in-chief of Tehelka.com, defends his reporter's actions.
So I think the two key words in this story are the context and the motive. Yeah, we can discuss the judgment call endlessly, but it was in the context of a major story. And the motive was clearly to expose corruption in governance, corruption in arms deals. So I think on both counts, on context and motive, our conscience is fairly clean. It's clearly they have made a transgression, but the transgression has to be seen in perspective.
Tejpal, however, says that maybe they should have tried harder to circumvent what he says were the army officers' demands for sex. He says he was uncomfortable with the idea from the beginning and says he'd think very, very hard before doing something like this again. And while some politicians and government officials are demanding the journalists be prosecuted for what Tejpal calls a transgression, few here believe that will happen. Former Law Minister Ram Jethmalani.
This conduct does not amount to an offense. What is an offense is living on the earnings of prostitution. And if a prostitute is used to find out a vulnerable chink in the armor of our defense forces, it is not living on the earnings of prostitution.
Nonetheless, the reputation of the upstart internet portal, which gained instant recognition last year with an expose of match-fixing in Indian cricket, has been badly damaged by this week's disclosures. Political and media analyst Pran Chopra says Tehelka's use of prostitutes in the sting was a violation of both journalistic and ethical standards.
What Tehelka team succeeded in bringing to light certainly needs very urgent attention, very close attention. And merely because there was something done in the process which was objectionable should not divert us from the importance of the expose brought about by Tehelka.
The newspaper The Hindu, which called the use of prostitutes sleaze, not journalism, nonetheless agrees with Chopra on this point. Venality, greed, corruption, combined in a form that undermines national security, is what the main body of the Tehelka tapes was all about, the Hindu editorial states. The government would do well to remember this, the paper goes on, even as it tries to turn the tables on Tehelka. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, New Delhi.